We're talking with Dr. Tom Royer from Oklahoma State University. Tom, I know that you're working with some other folks around the country right now on one of the bigger problems we've got with grain sorghum, sugarcane aphid. This is a problem that's really popped up in the last couple of growing seasons.
Yes. Yeah, it started in 2013. Last year, it exploded. I think it hit 24 states. We had, 35-plus counties in Oklahoma. Anywhere sorghum was being grown, sugarcane aphid was there. It may not have had to been sprayed, but it was there. So it's exploded like crazy. And we're doing a lot of work trying to figure out if there are varieties that have resistance. We just have this kind of overall strategy of trying to manage this thing. And so in Oklahoma, we're looking at varieties. We're looking at insecticides. We're trying to develop a sampling plan that will allow producers to go out and make a really good decision. There's a lot of work being done all over the state trying to just figure out what the economic impact of this aphid is. So a producer knows that if you have this number of aphids, it's going to be worth spraying for, and it'll return on yield. So, but in a 2 or 3 year period, we've been scrambling just to try and come up with answers. And honestly, I've never seen a pest come on the scene this quick and be this much of a problem like this thing has. And as far as aphids go, it's kind of weird too, because it's I've never seen an aphid that explodes so quickly in numbers and produces so much honeydew on plants and causes all kinds of harvest issues as well as yield response issues. It's crazy.
So, this is one of the more serious problems we've had with grain sorghum, we think.
I've talked to people that were around when green bug switched over to sorghum in the 60s, and they say it kind of reminds them of that. Of course, with green bug, it settled down quite a bit. But, I've never seen anything like this. It's taking up a lot of my time, and producers want answers, and we're trying to give them as fast as we can. The other issue that we have is that there's not very many insecticides that were already registered on sorghum that were effective. Some of the products we thought would be effective, like Lorsban and dimethoate, really aren't very good on them. So we've got basically one or two products right now that work, and one of them, we have to request an exemption every year to get it to be used in sorghum because it doesn't have a federal registration. So we've got a few tools, but not very many for controlling it.
So not many options in for producers.
It really isn't. It really isn't. And I go out in fields and feel for them when I see a infestation that just has overwhelmed their sorghum. They're looking at money they put on the ground, and it's not going to bring it back what they were hoping for. So we're trying to get answers as fast as we can.
I guess we're approaching planting season for our spring crops. I guess that's going to be one of the considerations as guys think about grain sorghum.
Yes. We are I'll start putting out advisories and that kind of thing right away. We've got a lot of planned research activities that are going on this year. And I think we've already identified a variety or two that I think will at least delay the aphid. One of the varieties that was really popular in Oklahoma is also probably one of the most susceptible to this aphid. So we'll try and get that information out to say, look for these varieties and avoid these. And that'll at least help.